It's time for a local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero, folks. And what's your name?
Jerry Lashway.
We are at Mill River Slab Works in Westfield, and the Slab Works sounds like it could be a bacon place, given that we talked to so many farmers, but it is not bacon that we are talking about today. Well, it's a different type of slab.
And Monty, that's because a huge majority of the acreage on farms here in the 413 is in forests, right? And so wood is another agricultural product, so to speak. And these folks here at Mill River Slab Works are a big part of making good use of that.
And the last name, Lashaway, to me.
I was going to say, Lashaway Lumber.
Yeah, equals wood. What is it, Williamsburg, that the Lashaway Lumber that I know of lives, but we're here in Westfield, yeah?
Yeah, the sawmill is in Williamsburg, Mass. Started there by my great-grandfather, where it still runs today with my brother and my father. But the new company, Mill River Slab Works, is located in Westfield, Mass.
So tell me how that family relationship of lumber works, how it got started.
Well, my great-grandfather started working over in Amherst and had his own vision to have his own sawmill. Him and my grandfather started together in 1954, and then it has gone down from generation to generation to where my father is still involved and my brother and I are involved, and now our sons are starting to get involved with the family business.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up knowing you were going to enter the family business, or was there a time where you thought, maybe not wood?
It's actually all I ever wanted to do was be in the family business. Really? I knew from a young age, I think part of it working with my father and working with my brother was just a vision I always had and always wanted to have, and I enjoy it tremendously.
Where are the trees that you're milling coming from? Like, does the lumber yard own acreage to pull trees from?
Yeah, so we actually don't own any of our own land. We're very fortunate out here in Western Mass that we have a lot of private landowners that like to manage their forest for the future, so they do a lot of cutting plans. So most of, probably pretty much most or all of our timber does come off of private landowners. With Mill River Slab Works and having the slabs that we're more focused on here, a lot of the trees that we use are, some of them are like more municipality trees. Okay. They're coming from colleges, they're coming from towns, they're the big trees on the side of the roads that they have to take down because they're too dangerous to have there anymore. And that's who we're kind of working with now for this side of the business.
So does Lashaway or your family in some way go and take those trees down and go from the beginning or the end of the process, or does the municipality or the university take it down and somehow get it to you?
They're all taken down by them, yes. Uh-huh. Look Park, we've been working with them, so they have their own ground crew that'll take their trees down, and we actually take their trees and we actually give them first option to see if they want some of the slabs back. Mm-hmm. We're currently working with UMass and Smith College on programs like that to try and, again, utilize the trees that they've had on their property for, you know, some of them could be 100 years or so.
So Jerry, slabs, I think of them as big tree cookies, but like, what's a better way?
I think of them as bacon.
So pretty tables, pretty tables and counters.
So slabs, when we think of it, we're thinking of this, you know, huge, massive tree that we've just taken and we slice all the way through the tree. You're not turning the tree to utilize the boards out of it. We're looking to utilize as wide as we can planks to make the custom tables, coffee tables, dining room tables, desks. So we're looking for as wide as we can get out of the tree. Gotcha. And that's where we kind of start calling them slabs.
Gotcha. What comes first, the boards, the smaller boards, or the slabs? Like, do you get, it's like cuts of meat. So yeah, back to the bacon.
So there is two different ways you would saw a tree. For lumber, we're sawing it one way. For slabs, we're just starting at the top of, say, the round part and just going all the way down through the middle. Again, not worried about the grade of the tree, not worried about what kind of boards we want. We just want to get to that middle of the tree where they're nice wide boards, mm-hmm. full width.
What happens to the smaller ones on the outside as you're getting to those bigger widths? How do those get used instead?
So we actually still bring them here. We still dry them. We bring them here. We use them for charcuterie boards, or we have little small bins out there that we kind of have them as discount slabs for a lot of people that want to do their own hobbies with it, you know, their own little projects. Not everybody is looking for that super wide slab. Some people have a vision of just a small piece of wood they could put on their table or on their counter and decorate it. So we try and utilize the whole log.
Charcuterie boards, you could put some of your bacon on that.
There we go.
There you go.
And they're also, I mean, that's something that I've seen you guys marketing as a Christmas gift, even. That's kind of a perfect Christmas gift for somebody who likes bacon.
It is, yeah. Or anything to put on a slab.
If you like bacon, you need a charcuterie board.
If you don't like bacon, you still need a charcuterie board.
Yeah, you're probably going to be entertaining at some point or another.
And people of all disciplines can put food on beautiful wood and eat it.
Yeah. And we are at Mill River Slab Works in Westfield with Jerry Lashaway Jr., who's part part of the Lashaway. I don't want to call it an empire, but it's a local mini empire of woodworking. And this area, apart from like if you go to Lashaway Lumber in Williamsburg, that's like a lumberyard, classic lumberyard. I mean, and I love being in lumberyards. But when you walk in here, which is more of a showroom, Kalisa and I were first bombarded with the incredible smell of the woods.
I mean, like being in mills is like the best next to like walking in actual forest.
But this feels like a showroom. I don't want to compare it to the big box stores, but similar to that if you've ever gone into a showroom that's showing wood. Is this a new addition to the Lashaway family business?
Yes, this is a new addition. This is something we were very excited to offer, is this showroom type feel. You know, again, you're, like you say, way different from the lumber mill. The lumber mill, you're out in the elements, you're standing in mud, there's rain and snow, and it's an experience to go to. But to come in here, it's much different. Things you can buy here on site, things you can order. As you come into the showroom, you can actually go out into the main part of the plant where they are crafting the tables and doing other things, and you really can kind of pick it out yourself. So we try and include that as part of the showroom.
And some really good examples of what you can do with the slabs here. Like there's really beautiful shelves, some really cool things to do like with your walls and slabs too, in addition to like tables. If you're looking for inspiration too, in addition to just getting a really beautiful piece of wood, then this is a great place to come.
Yeah, I am a terrible craftsman, but I come into a place like this and I get inspired by all of like the ways that you're using molding. What are these old beams over here? Are those historic?
Yeah, so there's some reclaimed timbers there that we also do mantles here. The one on the top there, that's an old reclaimed beam that we would take, you know, bring it into the back. We could sand it up. We could cut it to size for a customer, and they have a reclaimed mantle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then you have beautiful what looks like crown molding here on display, or different types of molding. Those are also being milled here and available for purchase, but from local wood?
Yeah, so not only Lashaway Lumber and Millworker Slabworks, we do have Ponder's Hollow Custom Wood Flooring and Millwork, which is our third business.
Uh-huh.
So Millworker Slabworks is a little bit of a mix of both businesses. Lashaway Lumber, Ponder's Hollow, we come together, we make Millworker Slabworks. Mm-hmm. So the millwork is what we have here in stock. So what we're trying to do also have is people that, you know, just need to do a little work on the weekends, maybe replace a window or replace a door. They could come here and they could pick out moldings right out of a rack.
I wish I had known that custom wood flooring was an available option locally when I, during the pandemic, ripped up all of my floors and put new wood down. But that's another thing too. You could get, if you want wood floors, those are available through this as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can get everything through Millworker Slabworks. Yeah, the wood flooring, the moldings, the desktop, the tabletop, whatever you need out of wood, we can do it. We can get it for you.
Should we go look in the back over here? Because when we walked in, we came in through the, there's a beautiful front door. We come right into the showroom. Kalisa and I went through the side door.
Yeah, we were like, this is not for us. Let's go straight to where the wood is and be confused.
Back door friends are best friends.
Oh, good. Wow.
Back door Santa. Oh, yeah, but here's another little room off of the showroom here. And this is where all the charcuterie boards live.
Yeah, so a little sample room. And not only what we're trying to show is we make them, we'd love to sell them to you, but we also want people to come in and say, wow, I can make this myself. And we have all the small little pieces of wood out and back. So if it's someone that wants to try something, we'll show you how we make them. We'll show you how we sand them. We show you the finish we use on them and do them yourself. Or if you don't want to, you can buy one here.
That's really cool. I mean, that's a kind of a fun project too for the holidays or whenever. If you want to try your hand at woodworking, low stakes, make a charcuterie board.
There you go. Low stakes, make a charcuterie board.
You can put steaks on it.
Steak Diane.
Then you can put
bacon.
Some nice big steaks on it, some bacon,
you
some vegetables.
You don't have to use it for me.
Yes, you do. Jesus as well. All right, fine. Jesus is the reason for the season.
We've actually hosted a few charcuterie board nights here, which was really cool. We cleaned out the back of the plant, had Make Food Lovely, and we set it up here, and we hosted maybe 30, 35 people here, and we all learned how to make beautiful charcuterie boards.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, now let's go to where we were hearing all the slab room and workshop, where the saws are going and the giant pieces of wood are and where all the beautiful smells are happening.
Yeah, it is funny. You know, a lot of people, when they first come in, the first thing they notice is the smell. For me, I've been doing this since I was probably 12 years old at the family mill, so most of the time I don't notice the smell. It's just
I feel bad for you.
In me.
Yeah. It's so wonderful that it feels sad that you don't smell it anymore.
I know.
Okay, so Kalisa, you were saying that you saw one that looked like it had damage from one of an invasive species?
It definitely does have damage from an invasive species. So I was talking with one of your other workers about this specifically, and it's this piece of wood that has like all of these, it looks like doodles. rolling, but
it's like a maze through the woods. Yeah.
Wiggly lines.
It's so abstract, cool. But it's so cool looking. But it's the trail of the emerald ash beetle. So this is a piece of ash, and that's an invasive species that may very well have killed this tree.
Yikes.
Yeah. I will tell you, one of the things that I love about my job and I love about wood is you see that slab there, you see the characteristics in it. You might not ever see a piece of wood look like that again. We can look at 20 different ash boards, and they can all look a little bit different. And still to this day, when we're sawing certain species, I'll get out in the plant, and I'll just, only because I visually want to see what they look like, because I know I'm going to see something cool that day.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Have you talked with your grandfather, who's been doing this since the 1950s, about how lumber has changed? Has the climate changed things for your family's business? Has invasive species like this changed things for your family's business?
You know, he's not with us anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I wouldn't know too much about that. I think probably what's changed is how, when my grandfather ran the business, it was a little bit more smaller niche markets and a little bit more local. Mm-hmm. The timber would come a little bit closer to the mill where we'd get it from, and you'd actually sell it to companies right here in Springfield and in Chicopee. There was other users around. Now most of our stuff on a larger scale gets shipped out farther away, what we saw. So I'd say that's probably one of the bigger differences that we see from my grandfather's generation to our generation.
Now we're standing in front of these slabs, giant. They look like, you know, 4-inch thick slabs that are taken right out of the trunk of a tree. What are something people might use this slab of wood for?
So as much as you talked about bacon earlier, these are actually called cookies.
You put bacon in chocolate chip cookies, I'm
for
it.
So now you guys are going to be hungry. But yeah, these are called cookies. So they're actually sawing the opposite way of the tree. So we're just sawing them the round part of the tree. So you get to use them first. They make great small coffee tables.
You can count the rings.
You can count the rings, see how old the rings are. That's right. You can see how old the tree is. Yeah, that this is a pine, a piece of eastern white pine. And yeah, it's got to be, you know, I would say 75 to 100 years old. And the farther the growth ring is, that's how fast the tree grew that year. So you see some years the tree, like, well, if the growth rings are really tight together, it was a very slow growth year. And then when you see these really wide growth rings like there, I mean, that means the tree grew, you know, a quarter of an inch that year, which is a pretty good growth year for it.
It's one of the things I love about working with this kind of lumber, just having it around in your house, is like, it actually still looks like a tree.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All these slabs, like, this is as close to, it still looks like a tree as you can really get with lumber, because you still got some of the live edge and, you know, in this unfinished form, like some of the bark on these things too. And you can decide what you want to do with that, if that's something that you're purchasing.
Absolutely. I think you guys noticed in the showroom up against the wall, we actually stood some slabs vertically.
Yeah,
so you can, and they have the curvature of the tree. So yeah. You can, again, really see, like, that's a tree mounted on my wall.